Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections to make sure we
Okay.
have representation of all ages. Let me ask you,
Yeah, you can.
in what year were you born?
90. 1990.
What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree,
Some
professional,
college.
some college. And are you of Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race? White, black, African American, American
I'm with
Indian?
the Black Panther, so I'm black.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm definitely voting for Kennedy. So you can put that in a note if you like.
Okay. Yes, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024
I'm
election?
I'm going to vote. I will vote. I will vote locally, and I'm going to vote for Kennedy as the president. Can you please put that in your notes?
Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are
15.
Not motivated at all?
15. Very, very motivated. I am a millennium, and I want to buy a house one day. So I am very motivated.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all. A 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'm going to say like a 5 because I'm going to tell everybody and they listen to me. And I have, my wife have a podcast. I don't know. I was so amazing.
You know, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I've been getting these all day and I've been answering the same way.
It is no problem at all. Would it be okay if I can read you the list? The cost of living and inflation, voting rights and democracy, jobs and economy, racism and discrimination, criminal justice reform, police violence, healthcare, Israel-Palestine conflict, abortion, crime and violence, immigration, climate change, and student loan forgiveness.
Housing inflation.
No. Okay.
Everything else, it falls into play once we find somewhere to live, you know?
No. Okay. Now, I would like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so.
Okay.
Joe Biden.
Ooh, we'll give him a good. So.
What about Republicans in Congress?
Republicans, we're gonna get them we'll give them a 2 because they do like to give us money. Yeah, I'm saying.
What about Democrats in Congress?
I'm going to get a Democrat a good 6 because they scary, but I'll give them one above.
What about Kamala Harris?
She a black woman. We got to get her a 10. I mean, we got to keep it real with them. You know what I mean?
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
You said who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know him.
And what about Donald Trump?
We're going to give Trump a good... We'll give him a two. We'll give Trump a two. He'll be doing all right sometime. We'll give him Trump a three. Give him a three. Give him a three. Damn.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party, or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
It's a third party. We the people. Kennedy. It's Robert Kennedy. That's what I vote for.
And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president? Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Trump, if you had to choose.
That's not a thing. I would write in fucking Harambe if I had that choice.
If you had to choose.
You know, we go go with the old man Biden. We go Biden. We have to. We definitely ain't trying to be a pussy.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'm on the spot. I don't know in there.
Undecided, you said?
Yes, I'm undecided. I don't know who I'll look in there.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, undecided, still, or will you not vote?
Well, by the time Robert starts running, it will be the independent party. So it will be we the people. Can I do other?
It will be undecided. The choices are Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, undecided, or will not vote.
Undecided, we the people.
Okay. Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Obama. No, we were screwed either way. But I'll take Biden. I'm going to give Biden a little credit. We got to give him a little credit.
Would that be somewhat better or much better under Biden?
Somewhat.
Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? Someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Yes, that one.
Would that be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
What about someone who wants to build black
boats? They don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, what'd you say, sir?
Somebody who wants to build black wealth?
Of course. Most likely.
And somebody who is effective and gets things done?
Most likely. Robert Kennedy.
What about someone who protects abortion rights?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more or somewhat less?
Somewhat more.
Okay. What about someone who fights racism and discrimination?
It's still racism? Okay, most likely for sure.
What about somebody who is too woke?
Please go to sleep. No, I want somebody that's less woke, more or less sleep.
Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely to support somebody who is too
much
woke?
Much less likely to support someone woke. I need people to go to sleep.
What about somebody who is honest and ethical?
Most likely. I'm gonna hang up on you, friend.
It would only take 5 to 10 minutes. I'm gonna make it a brief.